Welcome to Cowboy Church with your host, Russ Weaver, and Susie McIntyre. So sit back and enjoy some good singing, some great testimony, and some good preaching. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Hello, I'm Russ Weaver.
And I'm Anna Weaver.
We're here for Cowboy Church this morning. We have some guests today. As you see that Susie is not here, this is Miss
Right.
Anna.
I get to be stand-in today.
So
hello.
The stand-in music for us today will be the Baker family. They're a bluegrass family from Missouri, Birch Tree, Missouri. And I have my phone so I can remember their names. Their mom is Carrie. She plays the upright bass.
Yes.
Elijah is acoustic guitar.
Right.
Karina plays a mandolin. And Tristan is the fiddle player and banjo player who just won his second National Grand Fiddle Championship at only 23 years of age.
So good. It's just such good listening. You're going to love it. So,
and then we get to cap it off with a guest speaker this morning, John
Williams.
John Williams. He's here. He'd be preaching about
renewal.
We all need that. So don't go away. We're glad to have you here at Cowboy Church today. May God bless you. May He bless this program. And we're praying that you really get something out of it that will help your walk with God.
Yes.
And thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you all so much. Alrighty, they're gonna try an acapella song for y'all right now. This is one called There Is a God.
There is a God and only one who made the earth and sun. He made all things, created man according to his plan.
There is a God.
There is a God.
And he is real.
And he is real.
Deep in my heart.
His love I feel.
When I am laid
beneath the sun,
I'll see and know.
Blessed Savior came. He lifted me on higher ground. For heaven I am bound.
There is a God.
There is a God.
And he is real.
And he is real.
Deep in my heart.
Deep in my heart.
His love I feel.
His love I feel.
When I am laid.
When I am laid.
Beneath the sun.
Beneath the sun.
I'll see and know.
His love I feel.
When I am laid.
When I am laid.
Beneath the sun.
Beneath the sun.
I'll see and know.
I'll see and know. There is a God. There is a God.
Exactly where I'll be. The road ahead just can't be any clearer since Jesus made the sacrifice for me. I'll be singing hallelujah to our Savior and around God's holy table humbly. Passes in the winking of God's eye, and eternity is only the beginning of the promise that God holds for you and I. And if you're living your life for earthly pleasures, and feel that it won't matter anyhow. You can turn to Christ who loves you without measure and join us there a million years from now. We'll be singing hallelujah to our Savior and around God's holy table humbly bow. We'll be living with eternal joy in heaven. That's where we'll be a million years.
Maybe we need to ask ourselves today, are we content in the state that we're in? I read that Ben Franklin said that contentment makes poor men rich, and discontent makes rich men poor. Amen? Paul said, I'm thankful that you guys are concerned. And he said, I want you to know. Paul's up again it here in the situation that he's in. He said, but I want you to know it's okay. He says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Paul says, I'm going to be okay because I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I know where my help comes from. Psalm says, I lift my eyes up to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. A renewed commitment. He said, I can do it. And maybe today that's the question that we need to ask ourselves. Do we need a renewed commitment to the Lord? God, I can do it. Because I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God, I can make it through. God, I can do the right thing this week. God, I can do the hard thing this week. God, I can say yes to the Lord, and I can say no to sin this week because I can do all things through Christ. I can make a commitment, a renewed commitment. I know I failed in the past, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so today, maybe God sent me here to remind us to make a commitment, to have a renewed contentment, a renewed concern. Maybe it's time to renew some relationships and say, I will again, and I do again, and I'll take care of you again, and I'll love you again. Maybe it's time to make commitments to get some things behind us and leave some things in the past and not drag them along with us. To have that conversation, to mend some fences. Lord, I know with your help I can do all things through Christ with strength. God, I know with your help I can have that conversation. I can put that behind me. I can learn to forgive. I can learn to move on and move forward. God, I know with your help I can learn to trust again. It's not within me, but it's you. God, renew that in my life. God, I can give what I'm supposed to give. I can give of my time. I can give of my talents wholeheartedly because I can trust you. I can commit my life to you. And the last one today, Paul talks about in the last verse that we read, he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And he's talking to the Philippian church here, and he says, notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Paul said, you took care of me, and I appreciate it. You did well. You did what you were supposed to do. He said, I rejoice greatly for your concern. I rejoice greatly for your contentment. I rejoice greatly for your commitment. And I rejoice greatly for your renewed commission to go and do. What's God called us to do? To go and do. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe whatever I've commanded you, and I'll be with you always, all the way to the end. Amen? God, help us to open up our eyes this morning and realize why we're here. And to do all those things that you said you'll help us do because you give us strength. Some of the best words in this Bible, I think, are right here in Philippians chapter 4. And so today, as we wrap this up, the four C's of renewal, a renewed concern, a renewed contentment, a renewed commitment, and a renewed commission. God's telling me, and I hope He's telling you, I think He's telling us, that it's time for renewal. Not just our insurance policies, not just our license plates, but our spiritual life. God, to be concerned with the things of the Lord, to make commitments and have contentment, and to do the Great Commission, to be what God called us to be, to go and to tell and to do. And it's time for renewal. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I think about what Paul was saying here, and he's talking to the church, and I'm talking to the church. I'm thankful for our concern. I'm thankful for our contentment. I'm thankful for our commitment. I'm thankful for our commission. But this has helped me to stop and check and see where I'm at and all that, because sometimes I get concerned about John. And I get concerned about what's over the hill. And I'm sitting there this week and thinking about the truck needed new tires and the brakes making a little bit of a noise. And something in my head told me I ought to just go buy a new one. Like that's going to be cheaper than putting new tires on or fixing the brakes. But Carrie and I are sitting there one evening, and I said, honey, I think I want to go buy a new truck. And she looked at I can't make the face that she made, but she looked at me like, no, we don't need a new truck. And I don't need a new truck. I ought to be content with what God gave me, amen? I just need new tires, and I just need new brakes, and I need to do a little work and a little maintenance. And it's the same way in our spiritual life. If God wants you to have it, He'll give it to you, but maybe we just need to do a little maintenance on what we got, amen? And use it for God's glory and His benefit. And so it helped me with contentment. It helped me with my concerns, and I get concerned about my own self and my own life. And God, help me to be more concerned about being Jesus to the world, about helping others. God, help me in my commitments. I've done a few weddings and read a few wedding vows these last couple weeks, and it reminds me, amen, of the commitments. And if you ever go to a wedding that I do, I'm not only going to talk to the couple standing up front, I'm going to talk to everybody there and say, remember the commitment that you made. And maybe in our hearts and in our minds, it's time for a renewal. And lastly, it's helped me with the commission. God, help me to keep on keeping on. Help me to carry out your will. Help me to go and to do and to tell. And so today I'm going to ask you to bow your heads. We're going to spend a time in prayer. And as I finished up the sermon that God gave me, I added a couple C's to it. And all of this starts with conviction and ends with confession. It starts with conviction. And as our heads are bowed right now, maybe we feel in our hearts that maybe our concerns are too selfish. Or maybe we feel in our hearts that our contentment is lacking. It could be so much better. God's been pretty good to us, and we ought to be thankful. And maybe we feel in our hearts, that's conviction that you feel. Maybe we feel in our hearts that we haven't kept our end of the commitments that we've made to God and others, and we can do better. Maybe we feel in our hearts that we're not carrying out God's will, that our own will gets in the way. And I think about David in the Bible, and if anybody made mistakes, it said David was a man after God's own heart, but life got in the way and things happened and sin entered in, and David went down the wrong road and he went down the wrong path. But I believe conviction settled in his heart. And the next thing that happened was confession. And you can read, he said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. God, fix me. Today, as your head's bowed, maybe David's prayer could be our prayer. Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And the last C is the cleansing of the Lord. As we pray today, if you feel God tugging at your heart, if your heart's not exactly what it ought to be for Christ, today's the day, now's the time for a cleansing of the heart, to ask God to come in, to ask in confession, Lord, I'm not where I need to be. But I know with your help that I can do all things and I can be what you created me to be. As we pray today, you pray in your own way and you ask God for a cleansing of the heart. Father, we come to you today. We thank you. Lord, I think about the words of Paul. Lord, how we can so relate. God, everything he talked about was a renewal. And God, I think so many times we start out strong, but your word says you want us to finish well. We start out strong and life gets in the way and struggles come. God, help us to be reminded today that we can do it with your help. That we can be content with your help. God, that we can have the right concerns with your help and we can do the Great Commission with your help. God, as we bow before you, God, I pray, God, that you'll renew our spirit. God, that you'll give us a clean heart. God, that you'll give us a longing to do the right thing. God, to carry out the Great Commission, to seek and to save the lost, to go and tell them of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for what you've done for us. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.